On today's Church TechCast Q&A show, troubleshooting wireless mics and streaming video. Hello everyone and welcome again to the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions with just my years of experience, and whenever I don't know something, which does happen because I don't know everything, I don't even approach to know everything, then I do a little research, talk to someone else, and then I get you the answer. So my name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation asking your questions. So you can find all my contact information at trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. Oops. There we go. This show and all the churchtechcast.com shows are generously provided for by viewers like you. Thank you. Head on over to patreon.com/paulallencliff, that's patreon.com/paulallencliff, paulallencliff, and you can support the show. Partner with me in changing lives and eternities for as little as $1 a month or up to $100 a month. Every little bit helps, so thank you. This show is also supported by my latest book, Church Video School. If you've been thrown headlong into doing video at your church just because you're the tech person, and that's not necessarily the area of tech you're good at, no problem. I've got you covered. Up until September 1st, 2014, Church Video School, my latest book, is on sale for $5 off. For only $14.97, you can get this book chock full of wisdom and lessons on how to do video in your church from someone who's been doing it since 2000. That would be me. And I would love to help your church take your video to the next level just by using this. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/CVS for Church Video School. And there you get your copy today. So speaking of video, apparently mine has decided to be a little might be just all the stuff running in the background, but that does happen. And we're going to address maybe an alternative to live streaming in one of the questions today. So the first question actually isn't a church tech question, but I wanted to lead you through the process of how Robert Aronson and I came to the answer to this question. I'll read this question to you. Need some electronic hardware tech help. My new HDMI switcher hub is bizarre. I'm not even sure I can explain the problem right. It has three HDMI ports and a switch that allows me to choose which one I want. I plugged it into my PS3, PS4, and 360. When all three consoles are plugged in and the system works. But if I shut off the power strip with the PS3 and 360 on it, it won't read my PS4, whether or not the other consoles are even plugged into my hub. My PS4 TV and TV speakers are on a different strip. But if I turn the 360 and PS3 strip on again, everything is dandy. What the what? So here's what we did to approach this, because I didn't know the answer when I first read his problem. So we had to kind of figure it out. And this process should work for just about anything where you've got multiple pieces in the system and you need to find out which piece is giving you the problem. So the first thing that I had him do is plug in one of the working systems In this case, I think it was the PS3 or the Xbox 360 directly into the hub by itself that worked. I also had him plug the PS4, which is the problematic system, into each of the ports and try that in succession. Never worked. So right now that tells me it's either the PS4 or it's the cable connected to the PS4. So the next thing I had him do is take the cable from the PS4 and plug that into the PS3 or the Xbox 360. I'm not a gamer. I don't have either of these systems. So plug it into one of those and then plug the cable from that system into the PS4. So basically we're swapping the cable in both locations and trying it that way. Now the problem followed the cable. So if the problem follows the cable and the game system works with the new cable or the cable that worked on the other system, but the cable itself, no matter what system you plug it into, it doesn't work, then the problem is the cable. Now, here's what I suspect is going on. Because of the way that HDMI works, I suspect that one of the conductors has a short in it. Probably, maybe it's ground. Maybe it is the conductor that sends the HDCP. I don't know exactly which it is, but that's what was going on here. So whatever was missing in the cable was supplied by one of the other HDMI cables. Again, I suspect it was ground. So if ground was shorted, but you could connect basically to one of the other cables and get ground that way, then that would cause exactly the situation he had. But it wasn't connected to the TV, so there was no common ground between those two. So I think that that's probably what happened. Turns out he replaced the cable and it worked fine. So it was a cheap fix in this situation. It could have been the hub, it could have been one of the systems, or it could have even been the TV, but in fact it was the cable in this case. And the cable is actually, a lot of people say, well, this is a brand new cable. That doesn't mean anything. A lot of people say, well, it just worked. That also doesn't mean anything. What matters is when you test it, what happens? And in this case, what happened was that wherever you put the cable, it didn't work. Whether it was brand new, whether it had worked previously, didn't matter. What matters is it wasn't working now. And since it wasn't working now, that's what we've got to take a look at. Okay? So that's just from my years of technical support and troubleshooting. So, next, Jacob Mayers on Twitter asks, Paul, hope all is well. I need some advice help before purchasing a wireless microphone system for my Canon 70D. Now, I'm a big fan of the 70D. I hear that you can do longer record times with it, which is something that my T3i cannot do. So, I like that. I do not know, though, how good the preamps are on it. The preamps on my T3i are pretty bad. When you turn up the game past one notch above nothing, so basically, if you leave the game one notch above nothing, it's like it'll take in a line level signal fine, but of course a mic level signal is too quiet for it. So if you amplify your microphone to line level signal with another amplifier or a mic preamp or something like that, you get a beautiful audio signal. So I don't know that about the 70D. But I do know that if I had the money for it, and I was looking for a wireless microphone system, I'd go with the Sennheiser. It's not the most expensive system out there. It's not the cheapest either, but it is a few hundred dollars. And in my opinion, it's worth it. They tend to be rock solid. You do need to make sure that you get the right frequency range, because the FCC is talking about removing, I think it's the B set, according to Sennheiser's, how they name them. I believe it's the B set of frequencies they're looking to remove. So you want to get an A or a C set of frequencies. And you can pick those up on Amazon, B&H, Adorama, what have you. Next, Josh Copen on Twitter asks, good camera, live streaming software, etc. I assume a Mac. This is in response to him looking for a system. Turns out he's in a place in the world, I think very northern North America, either Canada or the northern U.S., either way, where some of their people during the winter can't make it to church, and they would like to have a stream going for those people. So this isn't necessarily an outreach live stream. It's more of a, there's 12 feet of snow outside of my window. I'm not going anywhere kind of live stream. So I haven't gotten any clarification on how many cameras he wants, but from this initial information, I'm going to tell you what I would do. I would go with a good tripod. There's an entry-level one for about $150 that I can recommend, and I'll have that information for him. But I have a friend that I met online that just got one and loves it. So that's where I'm getting this recommendation for. Also, I think they're the HF20s in the Canon Vixia line. That's the newer version of the camera that they use over on Twit. So they make beautiful video, HD quality, and you can come out of those HDMI and go into a Teradek makes a little piece called a Vidiu. V-I-D-I-U, I believe is what it's called. Now, it's about $700. But a Mac Mini is going to cost you about that much, and you wouldn't have any streaming software. Now, you could download Adobe Flash Media Live Encoder, and that would work fine. But this little box is rock solid, from what I can tell. Once you set it up, it just works. You either use Wi-Fi or you plug it into the network, and then you plug in your HDMI signal, and you're just done. You press one button to start streaming, one button to stop streaming. That's it. It's nice and easy. So for about $1,700, I think we could do what he was talking about. If you want to add in another camera, add in another $1,000, and add in another $800 for an ATEM broadcast, ATEM television studio made by Blackmagic, and that'll absolutely work. You can, in order to get sound into the television studio, you're going to need to take that into one of the cameras and do it that way, because it doesn't have a sound in. Now, control it, you'll need to control it from a computer that's connected to it. Otherwise, you would need a control surface, and those are, I think, like $2,000 or $3,000. So it really makes a lot more sense to do it with a computer. Again, you'll need an additional tripod. One thing that I haven't had any luck speccing out is a comm system. But if you're going with just a single camera, that's probably not absolutely necessary. But if you're doing multiple camera shots and you're calling the shots and you've got a director and all, absolutely necessary. So I would get that. So how about you? Do you have any questions or comments you'd like to get over to me, head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. You can drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. And you can also hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allencliff, PaulAllanclif. And if you haven't already, you really should subscribe to the show. It's absolutely free. You can subscribe over at YouTube just by clicking the subscribe button, or you can go to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe, and I've got all the links there, including the RSS if you're Android and you want to do it that way. That's fine, too. If you've already subscribed and you want to help out, well, of course, you can go to patreon.com/paulallencliff, PaulAllanclif, and support the show there, or an iTunes or Stitcher review is absolutely wonderful. So I've got the links to the iTunes reviews at trinitydigitalmedia.com/iTunes reviews. Just click there, give me a sentence or two, 4 or 5 stars. That would help out a lot. This show was pre-recorded on Tuesday, August 19th, 2014, because I am out of town the rest of this week. And so I will see you next week. And until then, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.